KMJ News Time is 7:51. It's Monday. We welcome Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Gabe, good morning to you. All right. If you are in the market for a 4,100-square-foot home on a 700-acre cattle ranch, have we got a deal for you?
Yeah. You know, last week we talked about the most expensive homes sold in the last year, and this is really a house that could probably be on that list for next year. So we're talking about a home in the Fryant area, just north of Fresno. It's on a 700-acre cattle ranch, as you mentioned, 4,100 square feet. This is one of the most unique homes in the valley. I say that pretty confidently, and it can be yours for $5.5 million. The home was built for James and Coke Halliwell in 1989, a pair of local philanthropists. It was designed by renowned architect Gene Zellmer. It's described as a curvilinear home. There aren't many straight lines, at least on the interior. It kind of has this white stucco thing going, and it has like kind of these exposed wooden beams overhead that kind of curve and sweep. You know, you really have to see it. The home was featured in a recent issue of Mansion Global, which reminds me I need to renew my subscription to that magazine. But we spoke to the daughter of the Halliwells. You know, James Halliwell was a car dealer, and he passed away last year. And she told Mansion Global that his real passion was art and architecture, and that really reflects in this property. In case you're not sold yet, CG, this home has an additional 1,800-square-foot ranch house with four bedrooms. It has an infinity pool. It has a patio designed for watching sunsets. That was a kind of a favorite pastime of the Halliwell families, watch a sunset, have a glass of white wine. They put in a conservation easement, so it protects this property from further development. Sarah Hedrick with London Properties is the broker listing this property, and you can go to thebusinessjournal.com to see a link to the listing. You really have to see this house. It's pretty amazing.
It sounds pretty amazing. The question really is, do they have a place in their house to make bagels? Because if they don't, they could go to Fig Garden Village for a great return from an old friend.
Yeah, that's the spot to be for Uncle Harry's New York Bagelry and Coffee House, which, you know, as your listeners know, is a Fresno institution. So they used to have a location at Fig Garden, but it closed about 8 years ago. And, you know, people must have been asking when it's going to come back. So it is coming back. It's going to be at 5050 North Palm over there in Fig Garden. So apparently that's kind of right next door to where they used to be. Should be open this spring. It's going to coincide with Uncle Harry's 30th anniversary, and it's going to be their fifth location. You might have heard about one of their other locations in the news recently. They had an elderly driver who had a sandal-related driving mishap and ended up going through the front window of their Cedar and Shaw location over by Fresno State. Five customers suffered minor injuries, and there were about 25 people in the store at the time. This was about 11 a.m. on a Friday, a couple Fridays back.
Yeah, we reported on this story.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm just glad that, you know, what they said is that everyone's healing now, so nobody got too injured, and they didn't spend too much time being closed. So they opened last week. They said that that's a very special location for them, and they're very grateful that their customers had patience during the closure. So really exciting things happening for Uncle Harry's, and it just shows that you can't keep a good local business down.
We'll
be sure to let you guys know in spring when it opens.
That's excellent. Well, as a longtime East Coaster, anytime I hear about bagels and a new bagel place, especially across from us here at KMJ, that is a very, very good thing. He is Gabe Dillard, joins us every Monday at about 7:50. Great stuff, Gabe. We'll talk with you next week.
Thank you.